Hello, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
David, just making sure you received and we're pleased.
I got them. Keeping my fingers crossed I can make something happen with them.
You're a rock star, man. No problem whatsoever.
All right, buddy. Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
How realistic is this price in a mind?
Okay.
$9,000 retail, GIA, 170 oval, DSI-1, VG or better make. Can that be sold for $9,000?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
retail?
Yeah, of course. I see them all the time on Rare Carrot or on, some bullshit website. It's in basically
right.
come from a vendor in India. It's probably a 132 ratio stone that maybe has fluorescence, maybe it doesn't, but the stone for some reason's milky or has a huge bow tie. They miss cutting a facet, so it has a huge window effect in the stone. You know, you and I buy diamonds based on 40 characteristics and visual,
sure.
Right? Not just
right.
Not just the four C's and a price. And that's where it fucks these end consumers up is, you know, that's a diamond like, for example, RDI or myself, I'd pass on all day long, right? It just gets worked through the mill
right.
1,000 times. And then some vendor puts it online for cost from India, no resale value, and you got to COD the money. And then what happens is the guy buys a stone, gets it here, hates the diamond, has to send the diamond back to some crazy fucking place, never gets a return on his credit card, and is stuck with no diamond,
right.
No money on his credit card for 40 days till they finally make it better, and he ends up paying $3,000 more.
Well, I just wasn't sure where the market was because I haven't been that in touch with mine, and I'm thinking, that's insane. Even if they did, what are they making, $100?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah,
right.
I know. It's
all right. Well, that's what I thought. Well, we'll see. I'm going to do my best with them. We'll see what I can do.
You're the
okay?
best, brother. Let me know anything I can help with.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay, brother. Bye-bye.